Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy.
So shifting gears to something that's so vitally important for true success, and I'm talking about your purpose, why you're on this planet, why you are breathing, what you came here to do. It's all connected. It's connected to making more money, having a better life, being happier. And this is a really cool topic. It actually has come up more for me recently. How to deal with the oddities of being human. Being human is so strange. It's so funny. I have never met a normal person. Just think about, will you think about, please, all of the funny things you do when people are not around and not looking. Like, I'm actually extremely strange. I think it's actually, I don't have a problem saying that because I know that everybody is. And the people that seem the most normal sometimes are the strangest, right? And it's actually a beautiful thing, but sometimes it can be kind of painful. And what I mean by that is, we've talked about this before, all of our reactions can be so challenging. They can be really challenging reactions where we don't actually know why we're doing what we're doing. And what I mean by that is, we have very, like, let's say we get mad because somebody says a certain word that's not that offensive, but it triggers something in us that, or if somebody's late and it just bothers us, or if somebody says they're going to do something and doesn't do it, and it can make us like crazy town, right? And sometimes we look at people that don't go to crazy town and we think, oh, like, these people, oh, they shouldn't be mad. In fact, many times people get mad at people for getting mad, even if it's a valid reason. Like, we see this all the time. Companies that are like, they do something they maybe shouldn't have done, and the employee says, well, you know, and the person should be maybe a bit frustrated, and they're like, oh, you shouldn't be frustrated. Like, you know, just calm down. And they almost change the subject. They change the subject from actually correcting the real issue, and they just focus on the fact that somebody has gotten mad, and that's bad. Well, yes, sure, the person could be nicer, but also we could do a better job. And that goes for all of us, me included. So it is so funny, and what do we do about being like wacky, right? Because we all are. Everybody on Earth is a comedy show. You have great talk show hosts like Howard Stern that has been on the air for 40 years, makes hundreds of millions of dollars, right? And the great thing about Howard, when he interviews somebody, he can make like a normal person like so fascinating, because everybody is a comedy show, including me. And how do we deal with it when it becomes a problem? Well, I think loving it is the answer. And that's why I'm creating this show. I created Believe. I created Love, the company Love, L-O-V-E, exclamation mark, because I need to do a better job at loving it. I found out that when we love those strange things, even the ones that are painful, that really can be major problems for us and other people, it harmonizes it. It takes the edge off, and it can be hard to do, and maybe we need help from others. I know I could use the help. And it's hard because, especially like another odd thing that we do, if our family tells us something, even if it works, we might not want to listen to them. You'll find a guy on the internet to listen to that has a show, and your family might know what to do, but because they're your family and they irritate you and you know they're not perfect either, you're like, I'm not, oh yeah, you want to find your own path because like they irritated you your whole life. So why are you going to listen to them, right? even if they have something that works, we're going to like ignore them. So we're all like funny. And I think we can embrace being funny. It's a simple message, but I think it's really important because I just want to say, like, for me, I'm getting more focused personally. And it means I'm actually talking to people less. I've done things that are like literally so wacky, like having the same reaction, getting mad at the same thing for like 5 to 7 to 10 years. And not understanding that's just the way the world is and the way people are. And it literally, it's like banging your head into the wall when you can't. It's just like, it seems like your entire being was made to pay attention to this thing that is really irritating you. And you can't ignore it. You have to address it. And I would just say, like, after you get done banging your head into the wall, there's hope for us all. And the hope is love, to accept those things, to love them, to accept the fact that you have funny reactions to things, to love those reactions, love that feeling of tension when it comes and just be like, you know what? It is really kind of funny that I react this way. And actually, I'm going to smooth it out by loving it. A lot of times we can feel guilty, especially if we're like really over the top. I mean, sometimes it feels like we have to be. Like, why do people lie? Why are they trying to take advantage of us? We need to be strong. We need to, you know, a lot of times like say, hey, you need to get this done. I mean, because people don't all the time react to being nice. They don't react to saying, oh, I love that you're like this. I mean, we have people, I don't even think that watch the videos and they vote down a video. They give it a thumbs down, more thumbs up than thumbs down. But I think it's because they look at me. They're like, oh, that's a guy with a shaved head. Like, I'm not even going to listen to him. He looks like, a white a skinhead or something. I don't know. I actually like my head. I have to like, you know, it's my only head that I have in this life, right? But it's people don't react all the time to this love that I'm talking about. So it's not a big incentive to do it. Ron Paul got booed for bringing up the golden rule in the South Carolina debate when he ran against Mitt Romney to go up against President Obama. He talked about the golden rule. He got booed. He didn't win. He was a nice guy. What incentive was there for Donald Trump to be that nice when he ran? I actually know that he's a lot nicer deep down than people think he is. Especially people that aren't paying attention and just listen to the news. Everybody knows that pays close attention. But he also said some tough things and maybe things that were kind of tough. But by the way, who hasn't? Who hasn't? And I think that there are good things in everybody. Even people that Republicans want to demonize. There are good things in everybody. Democrats as well. I mean, it's like silly. So this love can be tough because we don't have a big incentive right now to do it. And a lot of times, especially when money is involved, people don't react to us being nice. That's been a challenge for me. It's like we want something done, and if you're nice, they just keep what we think of them as taking advantage of us. And it's like until they feel like they have to take action, they might or there's some kind of incentive, they might not do it. So the best book for this, which I can follow more, and I have been over the years gradually, because I know how I felt before and how I am now. I'm not perfect now, but I am improving. But the best book about this, and I mentioned it maybe before, is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And you can get it for free on audiobook, I believe, at believefreebook.com. Believefreebook.com. And you join the program there for free, and you get a free audiobook, and it also helps us out. We get like a commission just for you getting a free book. That's pretty good. And it helps our whole broadcast. And the reason why this book is good, something I didn't mention before, is Dale Carnegie is kind of like a realist in it. He's not like a pushover just talking about, in a way he's like I am sometimes, at least in this video. It's like he's real, you know, he's real, but the first chapter is like basically people care about themselves. They're not really worried about what you think. They care about what they think. And at the same time, although he's real and kind of like a little bit like blunt, he goes about telling us how we can be nice and still get the results we want. And that's the entire book. And it's the most valuable book in terms of dealing with this issue that I've ever found. And it was written in the 30s. He talks about great business leaders like Charles Schwab, people that you see their names, and he actually dealt with them. He knew them, or he knew their stories, and he was around during that time. And it's a great, great book. So being human is really an odd thing, but I think it can be a special thing. I think it's special. We probably came here to have this human experience on Earth, talking about before this life, to deal with these odd things. We can have fun with them. But sometimes they're not so fun. Sometimes our little craziness is not so fun. And I knew somebody that's a beautiful soul that had multiple personalities, right? And she hated it. She hated that she had it. It was a big problem in her life. But I said, hey, you know, that's kind of like the X-Men. Like you have your own team. You have your own team, right? And you can, like, they're like, they have their own special powers. They help you. And they're like your team. And you can kind of involve everybody there. All of your personalities, and her goal is to get integrated, but hating it is not going to do that. And it's the same thing I'm trying to present to you about the world that I'm a part of that I can do a better job at as well. And that is like hating all the parts is not, you're not going to like beat it into doing what you want, like by force. Eventually, loving it and shining a light on all those oddities and talking about them and forgiving people and forgiving ourselves for the weirdest of weird things that we all do is probably the way that it's going to come into harmony more. Not like forcing it, which is what we've done, and having all these games about, you know, I'm doing this in the name of the greater good. And I do it too. You know, it's like everybody does it on levels. I haven't gone to war and I haven't, you know, there's some very tough things that our country, the United States, has done. In the name of a greater good, they said, right? And I don't know about that. And, you know, but a lot of people have really good intentions. And it's like we all, I mean, you tell children there's no Santa Claus, you tell them there's a Santa Claus, and then there really isn't. And you lie to them for the greater good so they can have fun when they're little. Is that a good thing? I don't know. I don't know if it's such a good thing, but I was actually depressed when I was angry that my mom lied to me, but I also loved having Santa Claus growing up. But hopefully no kids are listening to this or watching this, right? So it's such an interesting topic. And all of us, we're trying to draw attention to things. We're trying to, you know, what I would say is, listen, really be about what you're about. You know, all of us have to try to present our best, put our best foot forward, try to do it as honestly as we can. Nobody's perfect, definitely not me, but we do the best we can, and we're all becoming more honest and ethical. And as we do that, let's try, if I can try too, not to hate the people that are not doing it the way we would. Let's try that, because, and that includes people that think that there should be no transsexual bathrooms and people that think there should be. I mean, I happen to not care, right? But I happen to know that there could be a greater agenda as well. there's actually points to both. The agenda actually has nothing maybe to do with the actual people that are transsexual. It could be something to do with Baphomet or something of Illuminati plan or who knows, man. It's possible. Actually, there's a lot that goes along with that, like over like hundreds of years that these things are possible. So it's important to keep an open mind to all of it. It's okay to look at it all. It's okay. It's all right. Because we're all funny. We're all funny just by existing. And that's a beautiful thing. The oddities of being human. So I hope that's been a fun discussion. What do you think the most amusing thing about being human is? The strangest thing people do. There are so many that I do. I'm trying to think. I mean, literally, sometimes my place is like crazy. I actually use one plate so that I don't have to wash another. I just wash the same plate because I don't want to do dishes. Because actually, my mother, and I love her so much, but we had to clean things that were already clean growing up. They were already clean, but we had to clean them because she was very clean, and my dad's very clean too. But my mom, she's been working so much that her place is cleaner than mine generally. But like, and I'm very organized in other things, but like mentally I have some kind of odd like thing in my brain where I don't want to I like to like put things on the floor just because I am, because subconsciously I'm like striking back. Like I can do it now. I'm like older and I can put this on the floor and nobody can tell me I can't. Even though I actually like cleanliness as well. So if any great people, you know, if they like to clean, like, hey, I love that. If a girl tells me that they like to clean, I'm like, oh my goodness, thank God, right? But we all have these funny things. We all have reasons for doing them. And even the really dark things in the world, the really tough things. I mean, people yelling. I have the weirdest reactions to certain things sometimes because I've had a lot of people do something else. But that's a great gift. And only when I started thinking of it as a gift did things start to change. Not that I don't do it all the time and think of that all the time. But that's why I'm talking about this now. Because, and I went through, I think in a previous episode, winter. Without winter, would you know what summer is? Without these oddities and weird things and even the terrible things that people do, would you know how good something could be? What contrast would you have? So we're all cool. We're all odd. Leave a comment at believe.love on this video or YouTube. youtube.com/believeloves you, or download our iTunes, believeitunes.com. Download the podcast version, or believeandroid.com for Android phones. Let us know what you think. Leave your comments. Let's have a discussion of all the funny things we do as people and actually how to love the tough things. And I mean really love it. I need help doing that. I need help. Because it's easy to say to do it, but to actually do it. I mean, I had this, I'm just going to tell you this. We went to the Miami Dolphins versus New England Patriots game, and somebody bought fake tickets, and they got us out of our seat, and we missed most of the first quarter, and we spent, it was a Christmas gift. Somebody spent hundreds of $600 on the tickets. This is a football game, right? And I'm telling you what, I was not feeling the love when that was happening. I was not feeling the love. I mean, I was thinking, you know, it was not handled like the system to handle that. I tried to handle it reasonably, like, hey, you know, here's the ticket, like, go see which ones are real. Like, I was trying to solve it, and it wasn't just me, there were other people. And they did the best they can with their policy, and it just was something where it was, I didn't have time to think. I was just not feeling the love. And please send me love. You can actually think about that space and time. And if you'd like to, send me love at that time. I'll do the same for you. Time is actually relative. Einstein proved that. You can go back and forwards in time. You can send love in the past. You can send love in the future. And it's actually very real. There's timeline therapy, which is actually very real as well. So I was not feeling the love. And I told my cousin who was with me. I was like, after it, though. And I handled it better. I calmed down. I was pretty calm. But it was just like they handled it really maybe not the best. And then in addition, they kind of said like, hey, there's nothing we could do about it. And that was a tough answer to receive, especially given the value of the tickets. They were very high. And I've been waiting for this. But you know what? I had a great time. First of all, I was able to move on from it and have a great time. And I was able to separate from it. And I was able to tell my cousin that, listen, those are the things I need to be thankful for. And I could say that right after. And I used to, things like that used to ruin days and things like that. I mean, like, so it's all our improvements that we make when we think about the strange things, even the things that could bother us. It's all relative to where you are. You know, baby steps, right? So maybe an improvement for somebody is just not like going like bat crap crazy. And for them, that's a big thing. So we can encourage that and say, great job, instead of pointing the finger at everybody pretending we're not strange too. Because let me tell you, we are. We are. And all of the things that, you know, people are doing, you know, men cheating and pretending that they never think about other girls and all those things. Let's just like talk about it. Let's talk about it and just say, hey, we're strange. And that's part of the reason a guy like Howard Stern is so successful, because he does talk about those things and everybody knows they're going on anyway. So I think those are cool. So I hope this has been kind of entertaining. I hope you've loved this episode. We had some great segments. Again, visit us at believe.love. That's our website. And if you'd like, subscribe at iTunes, believeiTunes.com and believeAndroid.com. And we're running a contest at the time that this is being filmed and recorded, believeContests.com, where you can win a $250 gift card just for giving us your question. You can ask me anything you'd like, and the best one wins, and we've given away a gift card. Well, we had our first winner recently, a lady from the Bronx, I think, and we answered her question in a previous episode. But I'd love to hear from you. So go to believeContests.com is like... believeContests.com if you'd like as well. And I hope you have an amazing day or night wherever you are. We're going to change your life. You can do it, and you're the one that's going to make the change. I'm just a guy talking on the internet right now. I'm trying to change the world as well. But you're going to help me, and you're going to make the changes in your life. You can do it. Believe in yourself. Don't wait for me to tell you something magical. Get on Google and search for things and help me. Help me. I need help too. Listen to me. I do weird things. I don't clean. I leave things on the floor. I need help dealing with that darkness inside of my brain as well. And I have it. There are things around us that want to help us. I'm talking about beings. Angels are real. I'm going to get into that in a future episode. What are angels? Maybe like, you know, we've talked about, we saw a being earlier in a different segment in this episode where it's a 7-year-old being that's 6 inches tall from a Stanford geneticist has said this is real. There could be a lot going on out there in the universe, and we're going to connect it all, bring it all together. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining me on Believe. I hope you have an amazing day or night wherever you are in the world.